Good afternoon, God bless you and wonderful name Jesus Christ. And today is a really great day, and I'm so thankful to God and so thankful for his vision, direction, how he just guides us. And I'm thankful that, you know, we have that connection with the creators of the heaven and the earth, and that he really does just want us to move in faith and not in fear. He wants us to see things from the basis of, and I can do this, rather than, you know, what if. And because God is the God of faith, God is the one who changes lives. He's a life changer. And when we put our heads into the practice of I can, you know, there's many different seasons within our lives that we can choose to either navigate ourselves or bring God in. And we can have that, you know, whatever happens, that you know that God is surely on our side, that God, as long as God is involved, and he will move, he will direct, he will comfort, he will give. And, you know, we can eliminate fear out of our minds, because fear is, you know, false evidence appearing real. That even if you don't know what's on the other side, even if you're unsure, you have an uncertainty. Know that we have a God who is certain, a God who really wants you to overexceed. He wants you to really be focused and overexceed in the direction of your life. You know, he wants you to really move in a faith, with a faith-filled mind, with a mind of no doubt, with a mind of, you know, clarity and peacefulness. What brings you peace? What brings you joy? What brings you excitement? What is the vision and the goal of your life? How do you envision it? How do you envision the next 5 years? What do you want? You know, we can all have desires that we wanna achieve. We can all have, you know, a life mapped out within us, that it within our hearts, you know, written within our hearts, written within our minds. And that life, what does it look like? Does it look like, you know, the way you're going, or does it look the opposite? Because little habits, little goals that you build up every day are gonna match up to the vision and goal of you in the future. So you need to ensure that you're moving towards that you're not backing down, you're not letting the things of this world, the feelings of this world, you know, the uncertainty that you may feel today, can really be elevated off your mind. You can, you know, where your focus lays is where it's going to be. So really focus into the movement of your desire, really focus into the movement of your vision. You know, what are you envisioning? What are you seeing? How are you responding and reacting? What responses are you giving within life? Are you responding and giving up at every point, or are you responding in faith? And saying, it could be hard now, there could be obstacles in my way, but I know what is for me will never surpass me fully. It will always come. It will always be in motion. It will always come my way. And when you have that faith and you have that knowing inside of you, and you know within you that nothing is going to, you know, for scents go fully wrong, you know, that as long as you're with God, as long as you're focusing with God, as long as you're focusing on the right things and not on the wrong things. You know, God wants you to have the attitude of, what if it does all work out? Not, what if it doesn't? What if it does? And having that real excitement and joy every day, that joy that lives within you, that you can wake up in the morning and you just know you're peaceful, know that you're on the right path, you know that you're setting yourself the right goals and desires, and you're in the right mind frame of, you know, of God and his direction, and he will give you. God gives, you know, he gives. And if there's things that you find a little bit difficult, if there's things that you find, you know, that you may not understand, then go to God, because he understands. He gets you, he gets it, he gets life, he is life, you know, and he breathes life into you. He doesn't bring, you know, he brings the things that you need. And sometimes we may feel that we need something, but it might not be. That could cause you destruction. Know that God is a loving God, and he loves you with a never-ending love. He loves you with a certainty. He loves you with, you know, on the every hair on your head is precious. You are special. And you know, the devil, the adversary, wants to really take away what God has given you. He wants to take away the things that you know, that make you that special one, the one that really makes you, you know, different to the rest. Because there's many copies in this world, but God has made you different. He has called you to be different. He's called you to really live in a different way, not the way the world wants you to live. But are you putting into practice the things of God, or are you letting the world take away what God has given you and taking away the, you know, the practices? Because the practices are so important in what we do, and it may seem so small, but it's those small habit patterns that are gonna change the course of your life. You know, as a woman who absolutely loves the gym, who loves to really do hard things physically, then I really understand what it takes to become, to be focused, to not let the world take away what is given to you. You know, there's nothing is talent, it's hard work. But where are you putting your hard work to? You know, your body will tell you what you do. And for me, even with this injury that I have had, I have navigated myself within the gym in many different areas, which has shown me that even if one part of me is broken, that I can still carry on, I can still focus, I can still, you know, do other things that are going to lift me up. I'm going to do other things. And do you know, the gym actually, this, I was never really massively very much for the gym, very much for running, but it's taught me a lot. This time has taught me a huge amount. It's taught me that, you know, if you want to be stronger, you know, running is great, but there's also strengthening that you need to do within the gym to be a runner. And if you want to look a certain way, then there's certain things that you need to do. And it's just like
Because just like with God, if you want to be the best at something, then you need to continually practice the things. Otherwise, you're going to lose your spiritual figure as such. You know, that you're going to lose, your strength. Like, if I just gave up during this interview and I said, oh, you know, it's not working, or I can't do this because I'm a runner and I can't navigate and move other things where you can't always navigate and move other things, then I would have lost my strength. But God is strengthening us, so we need to continue in the practices, continue in the things, continue, no matter where anything else is, you know. If you have to do little of something right now, it doesn't mean then because you have to do one thing little of, then you can't do the rest. That's not the truth. The truth will set you free, and the truth is saying that you can really still dedicate yourself. You could still do the things that God is encouraging you to do with your heart. And, you know, get your mind onto God, and onto the focus of God, and onto the vision, and onto the goals, onto the things of God, onto the visions, the goals, the practices. And then God is going to really elevate you. He's really going to move you up the next level. Because, you know, you're walking in obedience, you're walking in faithfulness. And He wants faithfulness, He wants your obedience. So this is what I have to share today. And God bless you!